of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we kick off another night of fun and excitement, we will, by the way, just got the news, we are going to be live on the radio tomorrow night, as well as the following day. So New Year's Eve, we will be here with you, as well as New Year's Day, and of course, Saturday, we're live then too. So live all week, shows from Free Talk Live. All right, so let's continue this discussion that has been just happening day in and day out to some extent on this program, and that is about security theater. Of course, the airline situation with the guy with I guess they're calling him the underwear bomber now.
Or the testicle bomber.
He kind of stirred things up again, and people are talking about the issue of airline security. And as we pointed out on this show so many times, it's just theater. It's just for show. Anybody that wants to get some kind of weapon, some kind of device on a plane, if they're dedicated enough to doing it, they will be successful. You know, even if that means they have to throw multiple people at multiple planes in order to get a fraction of them through, they will get them through. So it's all just an illusion. It's all, in my opinion, something that is basically designed to give bureaucracy an excuse to expand and control more people and essentially acclimate the American public to being searched at a moment's notice. And get them prepared for even more intrusions into their privacy and more intrusions into their person. But we're not the only ones that think this. Bruce Schneier from the Schneier.com, Schneier on Security. We've shared some of his thoughts in the past. Now, this guy isn't a total liberty dude, but he is an expert on security. And he is asking the question, is aviation security mostly for show? This from CNN.com. Last week's attempted terror attack on an airplane heading from Amsterdam to Detroit has given rise to a bunch of familiar questions. How did the explosives get past security screening? What steps could be taken to avert similar attacks? Why wasn't there an air marshal on the flight? And predictably, government officials have rushed to institute new safety measures to close holes in the system exposed by the incident. But will that really actually do anything? But before we go on with his thoughts, let's answer a couple of these questions here. How did the explosives get past security screening?
Well, security screening isn't designed to get to go after these explosives necessarily. It's designed to go after metal.
Guns and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I know that they have these bomb-sniffing things, but they don't send everybody through them.
And when they do tests on security, they get people by all the time with knives and guns anyway. So what are the chances if you were to really be serious about smuggling some weapon on a plane, sooner or later you or a group of people that you're affiliated with could do it?
But, absolutely.
So it is security theater. And you know, I've been in many airports since 9/11 happened, and I've seen them drag handicapped people with clearly atrophied legs through the scanners, the metal detectors. I've seen them, you know, with old ladies, searching old ladies, and it just breaks my heart to see that.
So he asked the question, well, what steps could be taken to avert similar attacks? Not really anything the government can do. There's not really much the state can do about this. The people on the plane were the ones that took the steps to avert the attack.
Right.
They were the ones that made sure that this guy was taken down.
Like in the Richard Reed situation, it was very similar, the shoe bomber.
Yeah, you don't need to have a federal marshal on every plane in order to keep planes safe. You just need to have people who are ready to jump in at a moment's notice. Preferably allowing people to be armed, I think, is the way to go. To have a, you know, if an airline wants to allow that, they should be free to allow passengers to be armed on flights. And then those terrorists are going to have even more to fear.
Or at the very least, you make airlines responsible for their own security, and then people are responsible for deciding which airlines they want to fly on. They'll fly on the ones that make them feel most secure. I don't know how it is they'll make themselves feel most secure. Maybe it would be subsonic rounds. Every passenger gets a 38 handed to them on the way in. I don't know. I'm not proposing that. I have no idea what the best scenario is. But you know, you should leave it to these airlines. Will figure it out. They'll do it more efficiently. They'll actually provide customer service, which the TSA has no interest in providing.
Right.
And, you know, more people would, the airline industry wouldn't be shrinking like it is now. Fewer people wouldn't be flying like it is now. People are not flying today, and I suspect it's not because of the threat of terror. It's because of the reality of terror screening.
But what about just arming the pilot and the crew? You know, with the proper training, those people could handle themselves just fine against somebody trying to hijack a plane.
It seems like the easiest and first step. Secure the bulkhead door, the cabin door, so that you can't just, you know, spray it up with an AK-47 and kill everybody in there. And then, you know, put the guns right there by the pilots, train the pilots in the use of them or whatever. But, you know, maybe that's not the best,
I
don't know.
It makes the most sense to have the passengers having the ability to be armed, because then the terrorists, so-called, would know that they're up against an unknown number of opponents.
Yeah.
It's
a possibility. I don't know.
Ian, if you were on a plane and somebody started doing that, would you help? Would you jump on them?
I mean, for what it's worth.
Yeah. Because I could actually see you on the guy's shoulders, like punching him.
I'm not going on a plane anytime soon, I can tell you that. I have no interest. If I'm going somewhere, I would like to drive. I will do everything I can to avoid flying. But Shire continues. He says, reviewing what happened is important, but a lot of the discussion's off base, a reflection of the fundamentally wrong conception that most people have of terrorism and how to combat it. Terrorism is rare, and far rarer than many people think. It's rare because very few people want to commit acts of terrorism, and executing a terrorist plot is much harder than television makes it appear. The best defenses against terrorism are largely invisible in investigation, intelligence, and emergency response, but even these are less effective at keeping us safe than our social and political policies both at home and abroad. However, and I hate this term, our elected leaders, not my leaders, don't think this way. They're far more likely to implement security theater against movie plot threats. A movie plot threat is an overly specific attack scenario, whether it's terrorists with crop dusters, terrorists contaminating the milk supply, or terrorists attacking the Olympics. Specific stories affect our emotions more intensely than mere data does. Stories are what we fear. It's not just hypothetical stories, terrorists flying planes into buildings, terrorists with explosives strapped to their legs or with bombs in their shoes, and terrorists with guns and bombs waging a coordinated attack against a city are even scarier movie plot threats because they actually happen. Security theater refers to security measures that make people feel more secure without actually doing anything to improve their security. An example, the photo ID checks that have sprung up in office buildings. No one has ever explained why verifying that someone has a photo ID provides any actual security, but it looks like security to have a uniformed guard for hire looking at ID cards. Airport security examples include the National Guard troops stationed at U.S. airports in the months after 9/11. Their guns had no bullets. The U.S. color-coded system of threat levels, the pervasive harassment of photographers, and the metal detectors that are increasingly common in hotels and office buildings since the Mumbai terrorist attacks are additional examples.
Right. It's so silly, this idea of it. Well, you can't have people going around and taking pictures of buildings because terrorists might be obtaining intelligence in this manner. Because it's enforced in such a haphazard and arbitrary fashion that they're not screening out one out of every 10 people that are taking pictures of these buildings. So it's
just screening the ones that are obviously taking pictures.
Right, it's so arbitrary. And for one, you could hide a camera as anything. They have cameras that are pens and glasses and sunglasses and all kinds of different things out there. So you're not stopping that. You're just it's just a security guard that gets a bug up their butt, really, because you'll find situations where one person takes a picture one day, and then a week later they're bothering somebody about taking pictures, and then, you know, a week later it's no problem again.
Yeah.
It's absolutely arbitrary, and it hassles the crap. It's not like these things just happen for an hour or afternoon. It'll hassle these people for months as they're dealing with the legal ramifications.
And so goes the airline industry, which is happening before our eyes. The airline industry is in serious trouble, and less people are flying. There's fewer flights. They're contracting. And that's not good for business.
No.
To be sure, says Shire, reasonable arguments can be made that some terrorist targets are more attractive than others. Airplanes, because a small bomb can result in the death of everyone on board. Monuments, because they're national significance. National events, because of their television coverage. And transportation, because of the numbers of people who commute daily. There are literally millions of potential targets in any large country. There are 5 million commercial buildings alone in the United States, and hundreds of potential terrorist tactics. It's impossible to defend every place against everything.
Amen.
We're going to continue here with Shire's thoughts, and get yours as well at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our Facebook profile. Go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
All right, so we're going to continue here in a moment with Bruce Shire. He is a security technology expert commenting on the question of, is aviation security mostly for show? We'll get back to him, but let's go first to the underwear bomber. He is on the line from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Is this Gene?
Okay, I wanted to continue my rant on the underwear bomber from last night as to why this is all just a big scam to get the full body clothing stripping machine in all of the airports. They want to take pictures of everybody's genitalia.
Well, it's a very expensive machine, Gene.
It is a very expensive machine. So somebody has good connections with the government officials that are going to order all these, that are going to purchase all.
So someone's going to cash in.
Well, you know,
somebody's going to cash in.
If you've ever gone into an airport and you look at the machines they have now, there's some pretty big logos on there that look very familiar to you. Of very connected companies. But what I wanted to say about those full-body scanners is I've been reading about those lately, and I don't like what I'm reading. They use what's known as terahertz waves to scan the body and scan through the clothes, and it supposedly may cause some health risks to your DNA.
Yeah. But that's not critical. They don't care about that.
No.
They're not going to be concerned about your health. But anyway, why I think this is a scam. Number one, well, I hit on a couple of points yesterday, but I didn't get through all of them, and one of them is that this guy who videotaped this thing for apparently the entire event, he's unknown. How do you have a list of passengers on a plane and not know who did the videotaping? Not only that, but the FBI doesn't seem to be interested in the guy who videotaped this whole thing.
There was also some word about a man who's allegedly walked this guy right through security. Did you hear about that?
There's another guy that they're not interested in. Now, these things, these are red flags that pop up in my mind and say, well, this is put on. This is a show. This is put there so that they can push this. Because the public was not going to accept this body scanner. There was no way the public was going to accept
it. Oh, come on now. Of course they would.
No, they wouldn't.
What would they do, Gene? I asked you this last night. What would the public do if all of a sudden the government decided, all right, everybody's going to get body scanned?
They're going to continue to do exactly what they're doing now. They're going to stop flying, and then the whole industry is going to collapse.
Well, I mean, it's going to... Yes, I agree with you that some people will stop flying, but the fact is some people have to fly in order to do their business.
Well, you could also decline to go through the body scanner and just let them frisk you with their rubber gloves.
Which is what I will be doing. But anyway, another point was that if you've seen the pictures that they've released of this underwear bomb, I don't know if you've looked at them very carefully.
I've looked at it.
It is ridiculous to think that is the underwear bomb that started the fire on the plane.
It's what brand was it, anyway?
At all.
What brand of underwear was he wearing?
Well, but it's barely singed at all, and yet they're saying, you know, this fire went up the wall of the plane and took out several rows of seats, and they weren't sure if it was... Well, if it went down into
it is a high-level explosive if it goes off properly. I mean, the idea was this would have been enough to blow out the side of the fuselage, right?
And if it goes off improperly, it's an incendiary device. Well, how come those underwear even exist? They should be nothing but a pile of ashes.
Yeah.
If you look at the pictures, there's 90% of that underwear is unsinged. It's not even burned. So I don't believe it for a second that that's a picture of the actual underwear bomb. Doesn't make sense.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't think that you could get a large amount of the people in the government to participate in some kind of conspiracy. However, you are pointing out that the government's going to benefit from this, and I think they will. So
it's never going to take a large percentage of the people. Most of the people are lemmings who are following orders. And they're told to shut their mouth, they shut their mouth. They may have some personal questions in their own mind, but they don't express them because they know they're going to lose their jobs. It doesn't take more than a few people to be in on something like this.
Right, exactly, because a lot of the things, especially potential black ops, are very compartmentalized, so very few people are really involved in those, if it is indeed that.
And they design the entire system so that the right hand never knows what the left hand is doing. That's what they want. They want ignorance within the ranks.
Yeah.
And that's what they got. So that's my spiel for tonight. And I just think that, one more point is why it's important to know that it's a scam. And that is, you got to go all the way back to Sun Tzu. And he says, you need to know your enemy's tactics. Now, we have an enemy of liberty, and it's called this fictitious idea of government. I'm talking about all governments, not just U.S. government or Chinese government or any other government.
Mm-hmm.
This entire fictitious idea of governments is an enemy of liberty, and you have to understand the mindset of the people who are promoting this fiction upon us, and this is how they act. So this is why it's important to know what's going on.
Very good, Gene. Any other thoughts?
Happy New Year.
Might as well.
Happy
Thanks
New
for the
Year.
Call. Appreciate it.
All right.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're sharing an opinion piece from Bruce Shire. He is a technology and security expert writing over at CNN.com. And so far, I'd say he's been pretty spot on, pointing out essentially that it's basically theater, security theater, what you're seeing at the airports, but you know, also saying here that there are millions of potential targets in the country, 5 million commercial buildings alone in the United States, so hundreds of potential terrorist tactics. It's impossible to defend every place against everything. Indeed, security is both a feeling and a reality, says Shire. The propensity for security theater comes from the interplay between the public and its leaders. When people are scared, they need something done that will make them feel safe, even if it doesn't truly make them safer. Politicians naturally want to do something in response to crisis, even if that something doesn't make any sense. Often this something is directly related at the details of a recent event. We confiscate liquids, screen shoes, and ban box cutters on airplanes. Then tell people they can't use an airplane restroom in the last 90 minutes of an international flight. But it's not the target and tactics of the last attack that are important, but the next attack. These measures are only effective if we happen to guess what the next terrorists are planning. If we spend billions defending our rail systems and the terrorists bomb a shopping mall instead, then that money's been wasted. If we concentrate airport security on screening shoes and confiscating liquids, and the terrorists hide explosives in their brassieres and use solids, we've wasted our money. Terrorists don't care what they blow up, and it shouldn't be our goal merely to force the terrorists to make a minor change in their tactics or targets. Our current response to terrorism is a form of magical thinking. It relies on the idea that we can somehow make ourselves safer by protecting against what the terrorists happened to do last time. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, the best way to keep safe from terror is to not go over into their countries and blow things up and kill people.
Steal stuff.
Yeah, that would be the best way to deal with it. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's New Year's Eve Eve tonight, and Free Talk Live will be on live New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, so we look forward to continuing to interact with you over the holiday, and hope you enjoy your New Year's, and start working on your New Year's resolutions. We'd love to have you share those with us, whether it's tonight or tomorrow night. Always interesting to hear what people are planning on doing in the new year to make their lives better.
What resolution they plan on failing at, right?
Well, now that's not, you don't want to plan to fail.
No, you don't want to plan to fail. However, New Year's resolutions, resolutions in general don't generally go too well.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get up early in the mornings.
For some, though, not every. Some people fulfill them.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue here what we've been discussing, the issue of security theater, and it's not just Free Talk Live that has been positing this idea. Bruce Schneier, who is a security and technology expert, has been writing a story over at CNN.com, an opinion piece, about how it is that there's this phenomenon where the government people involve, what they essentially do is they respond to acts of terror by changing their security apparatus to make it look like they are, well, doing something about it.
Right.
So,
I mean, airplanes get blown up by anti-aircraft fire and missiles. What are they doing to stop that?
Not a damn thing.
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, really,
how much... You stand outside an airport with a rocket launcher.
If you're a reasonably well-funded terrorist organization, which is what we're really scared of, right? An actual group...
I'm scared of the government, actually. Not so much
that's what
terrorists.
In the United States, that's what they're concerned with, is the idea of this terrorist organizations, Al-Qaeda. As if Al-Qaeda isn't a name that the CIA gave a bunch of different groups. I mean, they don't call themselves Al-Qaeda. But whatever. It would be significantly easier to get some kind of Laws rocket or something like that smuggled into the country, have somebody take a boat from wherever they have the Laws rocket to here and bring it in and shoot down some big old airplane instead of some guy who manages to get put together some kind of impromptu bomb in his pants.
Absolutely right. So clearly they're not that serious about doing any kind of acts of terrorism. Otherwise, those sorts of events would have been happening over the last decade. I mean, where are all the terrorist attacks? If there are so many awful, evil terrorists out there looking to blow things up in the United States, where are all the explosions? I mean, I had always suggested that it wouldn't be a very hard thing to hijack a fuel tanker truck and go run it into the side of a building somewhere.
There's a gazillion ways, if you want to be a terrorist, how to fulfill a terrorist mission and to perpetrate an attack. So, like, I think that the article you're reading is brilliant in the fact that it shows that it's just futile and a waste of money to try to defend against yesterday's tactic, because of course now a plane, the way that the 9/11 attacks were allegedly perpetrated, people are aware of that. That's why when they see somebody acting strangely on a plane now, they're not going to let them do it like they probably did in 9/11.
Right, the passengers subdued this guy,
as they did with the shoe bomber. So they're not going to let people do that, and the pilots are more aware of it, the crew is more aware. So that's not a really an open attack anymore. It's not, there's no element of surprise for a potential terrorist to do that type of attack. If they're going to attack, it's going to be something else, and then we get to foreign policy, we get to really, what is this? Is this terrorism or is this revenge?
He goes on to say that, but there's a bit I'm skipping here where he talks about how, the police can do this and that, and that we need to have the strength shown by Franklin Roosevelt and Prime Minister Winston Churchill during World War II, blah, blah, blah. Our leaders need to do this, and our leaders need to do that. And clearly, this guy is not necessarily liberty-oriented, but he's right about some things.
Yeah, his analysis on the theory of security is really spot on, though.
Yeah. He says, by not overreacting and by not responding to movie plot threats and by not becoming defensive, we demonstrate the resilience of our society in our laws, culture, and freedoms. There's a difference between indomitability and arrogant bring-'em-on rhetoric. There's a difference between accepting the inherent risk that comes with a free and open society and hyping the threats. We should treat terrorists like common criminals and give them all the benefits of true and open justice, not merely because it demonstrates our indomitability, but because it makes us all safer. The reasons why they have the rules in place that are supposed to be followed, which they're clearly not being for those folks out in Guantanamo, but the ideas of right to a speedy and public trial and all of the things.
There's not a speedy trial happened in the United States ever, or at least not in the last decade.
Well, at the very least, a public trial.
Tell me where the speedy trial is.
Habeas corpus, these things, being able to confront your accuser. And being presumed innocent until proven guilty, all of these are concepts that were put into place not to protect criminals, but to protect you from being accused of being a criminal when you didn't do it. That's why those protections are there. And when they start just overriding them, like they're doing with the folks in Guantanamo Bay, like they did with Jose Padilla, then that puts us all in jeopardy. And when Americans are cheering on what's going on in Guantanamo Bay, you've got a very, very scary situation on your hands. So Americans are saying, oh, yeah, go ahead and throw away habeas corpus. Forget about all those rules for those people. They're bad, bad men. We already know it. We don't need to see a trial. We don't need to see any evidence. We don't need you to prove it. You've claimed it, and you're the government, so you must be right. Well, when they finally come after you with that particular system, then what are you going to do?
Right. The neocons in the media, when they start alleging that because these people aren't Americans, you can do that to them, or because they're terrorists, they're always trying, in war, you always try to demonize the other party and make them subhuman so you can do whatever you want with them and people will approve of it. And it's the same tactic here, even though it's not an all-out war.
Shire says, once a society starts circumventing its own laws, the risks to its future stability are much greater than terrorism. Despite fearful rhetoric to the contrary, terrorism is not a transcendent threat. A terrorist attack cannot possibly destroy a country's way of life. It's only our reaction to that attack that can do that kind of damage.
Amen.
The more we undermine our own laws, the more we convert our buildings into fortresses, the more we reduce the freedoms and liberties at the foundation of our societies, the more we're doing the terrorist job for them. Because if it's really true what they claim about the terrorists, if it's true that they hate our freedoms.
Baloney.
Yeah, that is baloney.
It's called revenge.
Right.
Joe Salente.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Right.
There's probably some terrorists out there that do hate our freedom. They hate Britney Spears. They hate Coca-Cola. They hate automobiles. Whatever it is that they hate, that's probably true. But what have we given those people? Is I think the point you're trying to make.
Well, right. If it's true they hate freedoms, then the government has taken away more freedom as a result.
They won. Right. If that's the issue, if the terrorists hate freedom, then the terrorists won, and the government delivered your freedoms to them on a golden platter.
And we should also
you cheered, you stood by, you said, please take our freedoms away. We don't need to be able to get to plane. We don't need to. I remember I used to be able to arrive at the airport a half an hour before a flight. You do that now. You know, there's that freedom. There's that your time. You handed it up on a silver platter.
It's
and not only did
hours.
You give up yours, you gave up mine.
Everyone's.
And it wasn't yours to give.
It's billions of hours, I would think. I mean, cumulatively, over time, all the people in all the airports, every single travel. I mean, if everybody adds on, and everybody that travels in a year adds an extra 2, 3, 4 hours to their travel time to deal with the bureaucracy, then that's significant lost productivity. Significant.
And have you noticed how the collectivist language always pops up in these arguments in public and the media about they hate us? No, they don't hate us most of the time. What they hate is our government's foreign policy, our government's policies. And we are not our government. Our government's supposed to be representing us, but they don't always do that.
Yeah, they love to claim that, well, you're the government. You elected these people. No, not me. I don't want anything to do with any of this. Anyway, he says that today we can project indomitability by rolling back all the fear-based post 9/11 security measures. Our leaders, I hate that phrase, have lost credibility. They are not my leaders, and they're not. I hope they're not yours. Anyway, I mean, who would follow a politician anywhere besides everyone in the military?
Well, who would follow a drunk who's basically a self-aggrandizing sociopath?
Yeah. He says they've lost credibility, and getting it back requires a decrease in hyperbole. Ditch the invasive mass surveillance systems and new police state-like powers. Return airport security to pre-9/11 levels. Remove swagger from our foreign policies. That's basically him saying get out of the other countries.
Yep.
Show the world that our legal system is up to the challenge of terrorism. Stop telling people to report all suspicious activity. It does little but make us suspicious of each other, increasing both fear and helplessness.
Yeah,
but that's what the state wants. See, that's what Bruce here doesn't get, is that the state feeds on people's fear. The state grows based on people's fear and their feeling of helplessness.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do anything that he's suggesting because it will reduce their level of control. 800-259-9231. I know you have something to say, Mark. We'll get to it. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Your phone calls coming up next. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You can order dozens of categories. You can even buy used items if you want to. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch today. That's freedomsphoenix.com, and it's where I get a good deal of my show prep. freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want, starting with Joe in California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Ian, Mark, and Wayne, how the hell are you guys?
Hey, super, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, some friends of mine, voluntarious friends here in San Diego, a couple weeks ago did a little protest, sort of mocked after your paying property taxes and $1 bills protest. Did you happen to see that?
Not only do we happen to see it, we mentioned it on this program, and I posted the video over at freekeen.com.
Awesome. Well, I had a couple friends ask me to call in, and I thought I'd tell you maybe about, like, my motivation for doing it. And what did you guys think? Do you think it came off well?
I thought it was great. I thought that the audio was kind of difficult to understand in some parts because it was a very noisy tax office that you were recording in, but understandable. You just had to listen very carefully. But it was, for our listeners that don't know, it was you, right? It was your property, the bill they'd sent you?
It was my property tax, yeah. I was the guy that was in the white shirt, and my friend Wes was there. He was kind of helping out with some of the arguing when
Wes from Complete Liberty, CompleteLiberty.com, which is, by the way, a great podcast. I highly recommend. But, yeah, it was you guys, and it looked like a few other friends that had gone into the San Diego tax collector's office And you brought in your video cameras, and you basically you kind of made a bit of a scene, which was absolutely wonderful. They called down the head bureaucrat, and he came in there and acted like a school teacher. Basically, there was one point at which he stops. You guys are talking to him about the fact that, you know, you didn't consent to any of this property taxes and that you don't appreciate being threatened and all that. And he actually stops down at one point and raises his voice to address the entire room. I thought this was the most amazing part of the video.
Listen up, school kids. The teacher has something to say.
Right, that's what he did. And he actually puts his hand up and he says, okay, taxpayers, and I'm paraphrasing here. All right, taxpayers, how many of you think, what was the question that he asked them? I'm sure you can recall better than I can.
How many people think that it's your moral duty as a taxpayer to pay it on time so you don't get a fine? I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, and then I found out later by listening to the Complete Liberty podcast that nobody actually raised their hands when he said that.
Well, they probably confused.
But one woman started complaining about how they assessed her property too much, so it kind of backfired on them. One person complained about something kind of unrelated.
It reminded me a lot of a recent incident here in Keene where there was a conversation between myself and the city manager that was taking place in the lobby of this city building, and the city manager was blathering on about how great their city employees are and blah, 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 and some random guy is walking out of the city building, and he just turns, stops, and just basically tells off the city manager and just comments very negatively about the city and how awful it is. So it was one of those situations. Is very similar. So what else can you tell us about your interaction there? What happened? What are some highlights for our listeners that haven't gone to see the video yet?
Well, if you want to see it, if you YouTube, you just type in Hot for Liberty with no spaces, then that's my friend Trevor put it up on that. But I kind of wanted to talk about like what inspired me for it. Obviously, your the protest you did was definitely inspiration. And I thought after that, like, how as a voluntarist could I pay this property tax again without at least some kind of fight or at least pointing out the gun in the room. I mean, that was really the most important thing for me. And I wanted to kind of frame it a little bit different than your protest. With you, you seem to have specific examples of, you know, individuals, cops that arrested people who are nonviolent. I didn't really have that to go with, but I really wanted to frame it by coming in and kind of asking some almost naive questions, like, is there agreement or is there a contract? And obviously, they're going to say no. We were originally just going to talk to the, clerk there, but we had the actual guy come out, which I thought was great.
Right.
But we kind of wanted it to lead up to these three questions that we, came up with. And I actually got these three questions kind of inspired by, one of Wes's podcasts at Complete Liberty. And the questions are basically, do you see yourself as a moral person, which you said yes to? And then the second one is, well, do you see stealing as being immoral? And he actually said no to that. And the third question was supposed to be, how can someone who says they're moral, participate in, you know, collecting money in this way? But he said no to the second question, which was really odd. I think he, I don't know, I think he just wasn't ready for these kind of questions. And I think he was just saying, he was trying to say that it was not stealing what he was doing, trying to avoid any kind of responsibility like a typical bureaucrat would do.
Yeah, these guys aren't used to dealing with people like you. I mean, they're used to people coming in and trying to get their house reassessed at a different value or something like that. That's probably typical.
And people begging not to, you know, please have mercy on me, give me 2 weeks to pay or whatever. Yeah. You know, people coming in and begging. Of course, that won't do any good. They just say, oh, sure, you can take a little longer. We'll just start enacting fines and penalties on you. And you'll have to pay them, otherwise we take your house away.
They love that stuff.
Exactly. But I don't think people ever bring, like, the moral argument to them that, I'm paying this against my will, I didn't agree to it, and that's theft. There's no difference. You're going to try to justify it somehow. Another thing on the morality issue, I used to not really like that word. I kind of associated it with real religious stuff and kind of arbitrary rules, but a guy, Stefan Molyneux, have you talked about him on your show ever?
Oh, yeah, we've had Steph on the show.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so Free Domain Radio, he has a lot of podcasts that really get down to good morality, just statements about it, like how it should be universal, it should be applicable to everyone, and stealing and taxes are pretty much the same if you really look at the moral implications of it.
Sure they are. Well, I mean, from our perspective, they are, but from the government's perspective, they tell themselves a story about how it's not stealing when they do it.
Exactly. And so the last comment I kind of wanted to make was just you know, I didn't really do this, obviously, for the people there. It was for to make the video and to get really these ideas out of maybe disobedience, but maybe just speaking up about things that are wrong. Like, you could even, I mean, it's always better if you videotape it, but, I mean, imagine if, you know, five people went into the tax collector's office and made that argument. And actually, in April, we're going to have two people do it. So maybe that will really make their head spin.
But, so you guys do it twice a year out there?
Yeah, they do. I actually paid it all at one time, but there's two other people, voluntarists, who are planning to do it in April, so hopefully that actually goes through. But, I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, government immorality that people could speak up against, like even just the airport checkpoints and just say you don't agree to the government interfering with a transaction between an airline and a person. And obviously the DMV, that's another just unnecessary
thing. Airline, you're likely, you ought to do it when you are not flying, because otherwise it's going to really throw off your schedule and you might miss your plane and that kind of thing. So you need to be prepared to not fly that day
and do some kind
of protest. And I'd also like to point out that if you do the same thing that you did in the tax office, likely they'll be ready for you the next time. They'll either say, there's no cameras allowed in here. I mean, you need to be prepared for the curveballs that they're going to throw. You caught them with their pants down, and they're a very reactionary bunch. That's what government does. It reacts, and that's what we're reading on the air right now, is how the government, you know, somebody comes on a plane with a pair of underwear that blow up, and now they try to come up with rules that prevent people that have explosive underwear. And so now they're going to, you know, this guy was made a fool of and, you know, opened himself up for a volley of complaints from his citizenry, his normally compliant serfs, and it was you who did that. So he's going to to him, you are the biggest terrorist he dealt with in a year. So he's going to be like, I know how to deal with this. I'm going to ban cameras from this place or whatever it is he does.
They actually countered Joe in a way I didn't expect to see happen. They demanded that he count the money for them. So that was one of the significant differences between what happened here in Keene when I went and paid with ones and when you paid. When I paid with ones, the bureaucrats counted the ones. In your case, they demanded you count out the ones in front of them.
Yeah.
But in my case, they had a problem with the cameras, and in your case, it didn't seem like they had a problem with your cameras.
Yeah, pretty much. But what was weird was, yeah, they forced me to count it, and I actually argued with them a little bit. I don't know if we kind of got that on a different camera, but it was even worse quality. But then, after I count, it takes like half an hour. They counted again.
So
the whole
ordeal.
And they had counting machines that they refused to use in the back. So the
what a bunch of jerks. Hey, Joe, when are you coming to New Hampshire?
Well, you know, I'm signed up for the Free State Project.
Great. We look forward to seeing you soon, man. We're short on time. Thanks for the story tonight, and hope people go and see your video. They can catch it over at freekeen.com. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.